Welcome to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're always available for you online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Luke Burbank.
And I'm Allison Stewart. We're going to talk to NPR's Bob Mondello about a couple new movies out, sort of The Kite Runner, which has been in the news quite a bit lately. Also, I Am Legend. I'm a little fascinated because they made this movie near my house, so I sort of saw it being built. So I'm curious about if it's any good. I don't know if it is.
Your block stood in for the end of the world.
It did.
New York.
The end of the world happened about five blocks from my house. It was near a Starbucks. Imagine that. But first, let's hear about today's top news stories from our newscaster, Korva Coleman.
This is NPR.
Hi again, everybody. The Mitchell report on illicit drug use in pro baseball is stirring up controversy. A nearly two-year-long investigation names 85 current and former players who've allegedly used performance-enhancing drugs, such as steroids. Some of the people who showed up on this list include home run slugger Barry Bonds and pitching all-star Roger Clemens. Now, he's angrily denying the accusation. Former Senator George Mitchell, who led the panel, says everybody shares responsibility, including baseball's leaders and the players' union. But he says the union did not cooperate for reasons he found understandable. The head of the players' union, Donald Fear, says union officials did express their opinions.
We did not hesitate to point out to Senator Mitchell or to representatives of the commissioner's office any investigative measures that we viewed as unfair or unlawful.
Fear says Mitchell was wrong to name names because there's no evidence to prove the allegations. Los Angeles authorities have arrested five men in connection with last month's deadly Malibu fire. Reporter Denise Petsky says investigators linked clues to find the suspects.
Sheriff's officials say investigators followed a trail of surveillance video, receipts, and food wrappers to find the men. Investigators eventually learned the identity of those believed to be responsible by checking a debit card number found on a receipt at a local grocery store.
Los Angeles County Sheriff Lee Baca says the suspects face serious charges.
These are all felony charges, which can bring 2 to 4 years of state prison sentence upon conviction.
There were several Southern California fires burning out of control last month in Malibu alone. More than 50 homes were destroyed. Losses were estimated at $100 million. Six firefighters were hurt. The House of Representatives has passed a bill banning controlled drowning, otherwise known as waterboarding. The bill calls on U.S. intelligence agencies to strictly follow new rules the U.S. Army adopted last year. They specifically ban the practice. The Senate has not voted on it yet, but the White House says it will veto the bill. The legislation passed by a vote of 222 to 199. So unless supporters pick up more votes, the veto probably won't be overturned. A military jury has convicted a Marine reservist of murdering an Iraq soldier. Lance Corporal Delano Holmes was found guilty of negligent homicide in the soldier's death as both men guarded a base in Fallujah. Holmes alleged the other soldier opened his cell phone, violating the rule against lighted objects while watching. Both men ended up fighting. Holmes says the other guy reached for his gun, so he stabbed him. The Labor Department says consumer inflation jumped by 0.8% last month. That's the biggest increase in more than 2 years. The main reason? Gas prices. And the last guy to be sentenced in connection with the Michael Vick dogfighting conspiracy was the first guy who pleaded guilty in the case. Tony Taylor faces up to 5 years in prison for finding the Virginia site to hold the illegal dogfights. Vick has already been convicted. He's serving nearly 2 years in prison for his role in the case. Remember, the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Bye, Luke.
Korva Coleman.
Bye, Luke.
Korva, thank you so much. Valiant, valiant job from down there in Washington, D.C. Filling in for Rachel Martin. I'll be seeing you on the flip side, I'm sure, at some point.
Yeah, thanks, Korva, for all your hard
work. Hey, my pleasure.
And Rachel's back next week, so you won't have Korva to kick around for a little while.
For a little bit.